Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. So excited to have you connected on today, and I appreciate all of you who support this podcast every single week. This is the place where we come, we grow. As leaders, we believe that this is a place where we can steward the terrain of leadership. Iron sharpens iron. I say that every episode. I say it because I want you to believe it. Coming into a place where your tools can get sharpened, your focus can get sharpened, you're going to be more of an effective leader because we all are evolving. There's a leader inside of you that's evolving, and I want to see that leader come to full fruition. So let's go get it. Let's make it happen. Thank you. If you're watching, listening for the first time, thank you so much. It means a lot to have you connected today. We don't take you for granted. We appreciate you. I mean, we truly appreciate you being a part today. Make no mistake about it. We're thankful for this opportunity just to be able to share with you. And I want you to stay connected to me. Follow me at JosephWalker3 on Instagram. That would mean the world if you did. Not only that, but I would love for you to go to my website, josephwalker3.org. Find more about our books. I've written several books on leadership, relationships, stewarding your vision, all those great things. Go check it out. My latest book, Leadership in Loneliness, would really bless your life. Also, find out when I'll be in your city, get merch, and you can, if you want us to come into a conference or be a part of your group, we'd love to come in and speak to your leadership team. And of course, I encourage you to go to YouTube, check out our life, our journey, our truth. My wife and I have a YouTube page, and we do a lot out there about relationships, about just really helping people understand purpose and navigating life and balance. So come check it out. I promise you it'll bless you. And I would hope that you would be a part. It would mean a lot if you were. And thank you for joining that community. Make sure when you go there, you subscribe, because I want you to be a part of this. I really do. So I thank you so much. And finally, Next Level Leaders or Next Level Readers. And we have a wonderful book club I want you to be a part of. And all you got to do is text the word book club to 78228. That's book club to 78228. Text that, be a part of Next Level Leader Book Club. It would mean a lot. We're reading 25 books in 2025, and I hope that you can come on board, be a part of what's happening with that. I appreciate you so much, and thank you for engaging in the content and the community that we are here at Next Level Leader. Today, I'm going to kind of talk about something that kind of it spawned out of a conversation I was having over a cup of coffee with a mentee who asked me the question, what should I do when I do business with family? I said, well, let me help you. I'm going to give you 7 things to consider whenever you're engaging in business and family is involved. So pay attention because it's going to bless you. The first is I want you to pray for unity and wisdom. What do I mean by that? Seek guidance for handling those sensitive situations and building a harmonious business relationship. Nothing happens without prayer. Come out of the gate really saying, Lord, let this work. Let us get along. Don't let this break us apart. Let this be mission-driven and not me-driven. Let us all see the larger picture here. And so when you pray for unity and wisdom, it's not only praying for it, but you actually are aligning yourself with what you're believing God to do. So my prayer for you today that as you are going into business with family members, would you pray for that? Lord, this is my family member. This is blood. And don't let what we're trying to do, don't let this mighty dollar separate us, cause us to be in a situation that's irreparable in terms of our relationship being fixed. So nothing's more important than stewarding a positive relationship. So don't let this stuff break you up, okay? So pray for unity, pray for wisdom. How do I handle those sensitive situations? And how do I build a harmonious business relationship with family? That's important. Here's number 2, setting clear boundaries. I talk about this so often, guys. I mean, defining those professional and personal boundaries up front
so there will not be any misunderstanding. Family members oftentimes love to bring family matters into the workplace or into the situation, but you have to set those boundaries. I am a professional here. We must operate as professional. It is not personal. It's real. So by setting these clear boundaries, you reset expectations about what it means to work with you as a family member. There are people that I know I've worked with in my family who I've been supervisor of or had to steward change in their life. And you just have to keep that healthy distance, that boundary, so that it doesn't get weird. It doesn't get, you know, to a point where you can't make a change for fear of, you know, hurting your family members' feelings or et cetera. No, it's business. And so business is about boundaries. And so you got to set those boundaries because, man, let me tell you, if you don't, people will encroach upon them and you'll end up never in the place where God would have you to be as a next level leader. Got it? I know that hit somebody really hard, but stay there because number three is about defining roles explicitly. Like outline clear roles and responsibilities so you can prevent overlap or even power struggles. What is it that you are called to do? I need you to do. I just did this today with one of my team members. I had to explicitly explain exactly what their responsibilities were because I could not afford any kind of misunderstanding that people would miss out on what they were actually called to do. There's a role we all have to play. And when family are involved, you have to be explicit. Specifically, this is what I'm asking you to do, right? You got it? All right. Here is number four. Draft formal agreements. Treat the relationship professionally by creating contracts and agreement. And some people may say, well, do I need to really have a formal contract with my family member? Yes. People change. Things happen. You have to treat this as a business. You can't be casual when it comes to issues of compliance and organization, infrastructure. You have to make certain that you are treating this role as a formal role. The people that are working for you, whether they are family or not, they all have similar things to sign. They all have similar expectations as it relates to how they function in regard to the whole. Don't take it for granted, man. Draft that formal agreement. Have an attorney write that up. Let the attorneys deal with it. Let HR deal with it. You don't have to always present that to a family member, but it's important to have somebody who will. And this is just getting business done. I know it's hard. I know it's hard because family sometimes will say, oh, you're going to make me sign something? I thought we were better than that. Well, yeah, I'm going to make you sign something because it's not just to protect me, but it is to protect you. That's what makes it so powerful. So I want to encourage you. I do. I want to encourage you to make certain that you are absolutely out here doing the right things, making certain that you are drafting the formal agreements because all of this is going to help you up the road. I guarantee you, you'll thank me for it later. You may not thank me now, but I assure you, you will thank me for it later. Got that? All right. So drafting formal agreements. And let me just speak to that one more time about, you know, really having the right attorney, having the right people that can protect your organization, that can protect you from a variety of other things. Paperwork matters, compliance matters. And it's a huge thing for me. And those who know me know that I truly spend a lot of time focused on infrastructure. I had a conference earlier this year called Blueprint, where I brought in leaders from around the country talking about just that, making certain you have formal agreements in place and paperwork and documentation. Because you've got a lot to do and you got to have the right people, the right stuff around you as you do it. Does that make sense? All right. Here's number five. Communicate openly. Maintain consistent and transparent communication to manage expectations and to address issues early. When you are doing business with family, man, you can't let that stuff get to the family dinner table. You've got to deal with that stuff right away, consistently, transparently. You got to be honest with family members about what expectations are and roles are and how to engage you from the workplace. All of that's important. Don't make assumptions. Some people make assumptions and because of those assumptions, they end up not fully communicating specifically about what it is they need done or et cetera. I don't make assumptions. I want to be clear. This is what I need done. This is when I need it done. And I'm asking you to do it, not to pass it on. but you to do it. And I think when you do that and you address those things from the very beginning, it truly sets expectations. It resets everything. And I believe it helps ultimately you just become a better leader. And so make certain you do that. And as we go to number six, I wanna spend a little time here on number six, because this is important. Prepare for conflict resolution. Family gets together, you would think nobody's gonna be in disagreement. We all got each other back. Well, yes, yes, and yes. However, there will be conflict. Sometimes you're just gonna fall out. Sometimes it's gonna be a misunderstanding. Sometimes it's gonna be you're just bumping heads around ideologies and the way things should work. If it's not ideology, it's methodologies. But nevertheless, you gotta prepare for conflict resolution. Have a pre-established plan for resolving conflict that makes sure it protects the family dynamic. If this happened, this is how we deal with it. We close ranks or we deal with it privately. However you choose to deal with it, you must confront it. You must deal with it. You cannot fix what you're not willing to face. So prepare for it. When you're doing business with family, man, you got to know how to de-escalate. You got to know how to talk to them. You got to know how to help them who are struggling. And some people don't have a level of exposure that you have. And so when you're making decisions, they shrug at those decisions because they don't have a worldview like you have. You're making decisions that may be above their head, but you've got to still include them so they can have a sense of what you mean when you do it. Got it? So just, deal with the conflict. It just comes with the territory. All right, let me review so far what we've heard. I hope this episode is a blessing to you. We're talking about seven things to consider when doing family business, when you're doing business with your family. And the first we said, pray for unity and wisdom. Lord, give me the grace to walk out this so that I'm not injured, nor my family members. I want to make certain that I am absolutely where I need to be, praying for unity and wisdom, and that I'm in the will of God. The safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. Also, we talked about setting clear boundaries. I mean, really, it's just about making certain that you establish those boundaries early, that you don't allow people to encroach upon those boundaries. I'm a professional here. We're not going to bring personal business. We're not going to talk about outlaws when we're at work. This is what we do. So we lock in and we are faithful to the work that we've been called to do, but we are actually able, watch this, to be in a place where we respect boundaries. I think this is important. And so just be professional and let that be the environment that you want to create where you are. Just let people know we are professionals here and this is what we do. Define roles explicitly. Let people know that, hey, this is specifically what I want to lay out for you so there's no misunderstanding. You'd be amazed at how some people get it twisted. They truly do misunderstand what you mean when you say what you mean. So you have to go back sometimes and you have to clearly and explicitly explain specifically what you meant when you did this or did that. Then you have to draft formal agreements. I need you to sign right here, whether it's a notary, whether it's an attorney, whether it's HR, sign right here that you understand what's being asked of you. So there's never any comeback around fear, no comeback around, I wasn't told about that. No, we are clear. Everybody should have that. And I think that's important. And then number five, communicate openly, right? Maintain that consistent and transparent communication that helps you to manage expectations. And you're addressing issues early. You know what's going on, deal with it and be done with it. Deal with it and be done with it. That becomes the way you are successful. And then number six, prepare for conflict resolution. Oh yeah, you're going to have to. It's going to happen, but you got this. I'm telling you, you got this. So I want you to prepare for it. And I want you to know that when that dynamic is being challenged, that family dynamic is being challenged, you've got to have an ability and a plan, pre-established plan for resolving that conflict. If this happens, this is how we're going to deal with it as a family over here in this space. And we're going to come out, with everybody looking good. That's a way to deal with it. And you have to have a pre-established strategy. Number seven is keep personal and business finances separate. Avoid mixing your finances to prevent strain on family relationships and transparency. Man, keep your business money, your personal money, because once those things cross over, it can get real muddy. So I want to encourage you to keep what's personal, personal, keep what's business, business, so you can get a great measurable for how well you're doing. I believe that it's incredibly important. A lot of people intertwine the two, and we wonder why we're unable to be effective. It's because we're cross-pollinating our personal business and finance. So you've got to let things stay in their own lane, okay? So I hope this one has blessed you too. Guys, I just wanted to give you this the last 2 weeks, just giving you these seven principles. And here are the seven principles to consider when you're doing business with family business with family and friends. Make sure you understand how important it is to make sure you keep those necessary healthy boundaries. I think you got it, right? So I want to appreciate you. Make sure you follow me at Joseph Walker 3. Make sure you go to my website, josephwalker3.org. Make sure you text the word book club to 78228. Be a part of Next Level Leader Book Club. And ladies and gentlemen, and go to Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth on YouTube. Subscribe. Let me know what you think. I want to thank you so much. I appreciate you. I'm looking forward to all that God's going to continue to do in your life. Hope this has blessed you. If it has, let me know. Until next time, may God bless you real good, is my prayer. Dr. Walker, and I'm out. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph With You.